BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 54 verses 1 through 3. David was a wanted fugitive for no crime other than having more success than the king. David hid in the vicinity of Ziph, a small city in Judah. Joshua 15:24, 1 Chronicles 2:42, 4:16, 23:15, 14:15, and 26:2. Quote, the Ziphites went up to Saul at Gibeah and said, quote, is not David hiding among us in the strongholds of Horesh on the hill of Halah, south of Jeimah? No, O king, come down whenever it pleases you to do so, and we will be responsible for handing him over to the king. The psalm's title says this, as well as 1 Samuel 23:19-20. David regarded the Ziphites as strangers and ruthless men who sought his life. Verse 3. They did not care that David was innocent and the victim of the king's jealousy. If they knew David had been anointed to be the next king of Israel, then they did not care. They only saw a possible advantage for themselves. Their actions saw that their selfishness put them against God's will. When David learned of his plot, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon. Saul followed, 1 Samuel 23:19. David, though an advanced and well-skilled warrior, did not fight the king and his men. Instead, he wrote this prayer psalm during the chase. Quote, save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Verse 1. David and his men were on one side of the mountain and Saul and his army were on the other. 1 Samuel 23:26. The Lord heard David's prayer. He sent the Philistines to raid Israel. The Philistines saw Saul's insistent fixation on killing David as an opportunity to plunder the land. This, too, was the work of God on behalf of David. Saul broke off his pursuit of David and went to meet the Philistines. 1 Samuel 23:19. Always pray. Do not give up. Leave if I must, but always pray and Jesus will hear and answer. He works in ways I cannot.